Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Gosh, this tire's low.
I'm on edge every time the phone rings now.
Well, that's what he wanted, wasn't it? Oh, where's that cap? Yeah, it's been a good idea letting it go to answer phone.
Yeah. It's annoying, though, not being able to answer a phone in your own home.
I know. Well, maybe it's enough for him that we've had a miserable weekend. He'll leave us alone now.
I don't want to feel bullied.
Well, I won't be. I'm not going to let Adam down, am I? I'm the only witness.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hello, Mum.
Oh. Hello, darling.
Right, I'll leave you to it, OK?
Yeah, OK, love.
I'll have to check that electric fence.
Yeah, right.
Everything all right?
Yeah, fine.
Bert said something in church about a little party later on.
Oh, yeah.
To christen the slurry tank.
Well, it's all Ben's idea. It's nothing to do with me. You can come if you like.
I will.
Good.
Alan didn't seem his usual self after church. He looked quite drawn.
Did he?
Yes. Does Ruth know anything? Only with her and Usha being so close.
Look, I'm sorry, Mum. Tom's just arrived.
Oh. Well, I won't keep you then. Bye now.
All right. Bye, Mum. Bye. All right, Tom.
Hiya. I wonder if you can pass a message on to Bert, please.
Yeah, sure.
Dad can't give him a lift to Little Croxley.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. He's feeling a bit tired today. Mum wants him to take it easy.
Oh, well, I'm sure Bert will find someone to take him.
Yeah, at least he's not umpiring. This in aid of silaging?
Oh, the trailer, yeah. First cut this afternoon.
Ah. I'm sorry I can't help you this year.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I've got Oliver and Eddie lined up.
My life's full on at the moment.
Yeah, we know from Pip. She's doing gourmet grills for you again this morning, isn't she?
Yeah.
She really enjoyed it yesterday.
Can't beat that smell of grease and the roar of the crowd, eh? Anyway, I'm on my way to the unit now to catch up on my paperwork. First chance I've had for days.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be over to help next week.
Ah, thanks. Dad and I are walking the pasture later, if he feels like it.
Uh-huh.
And I've got to sort out the irrigation pipes for the cabbage plants, and then drill the swedes and turnips.
Whew, another quiet Sunday then.
Yeah.
Is your dad minding the office?
Oh, yes. Still getting to grips with modern technology.
Don't envy him. So, maybe it's time you got some more help, Tom, even if it is just for the milking. I mean, you can't split yourself in half.
I know. I've tried.
Have you broached it with your mum and dad, then?
Not exactly. I mean, I don't want to put
Tom,
pressure...
Tom, if you don't confront problems, they're only going to fester.
It's going to get so warm in here.
Yeah, it's the perfect place, isn't it? Coffee?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, love. Yeah, I reckon a good aubergine plant should give us at least 10 nice fruit.
Uh-huh.
I'll have to think about the layout, how much space to give to them, and the new chilies.
Well, it's Tom's baby. I should leave that to him.
Yeah, that's what Mum said too.
Look, Tony, it was a joint effort from the four of us, pulling the farm back from the brink after the E. coli, wasn't it?
Yes.
Well, I think that was a turning point, really. Tom and Helen came of age. It was Tom who saw the direction we had to take to save the business, wasn't it?
Yes, yes, I have to hand it to him.
So, we can't expect him and Helen to shrink back now and do as they're told.
Oh, I'd never accuse my son of being a shrinking violet.
We're the older generation now, Tony. It's not always easy to accept, but it's how it should be. What's it all been for, if not to build a future for the children and the grandchildren?
True.
It's time to give them their heads, to treat them as equals, even let them lead sometimes. If not...
What?
Well, I'm frightened we'll lose Tom.
What? You really think he'd go?
Well, if things don't change. And then where will we be? We need him.
I know you're right, Pat. But I suppose I feel...
What?
Well, scared of stepping back.
I know what you mean.
Do you?
Of course. It'd be strange for me, too. I mean, it's Helen who's going to be at the helm in the dairy one day, not me. Mm. I'll be the washer-upper. No, not yet, of course. And it'll be a gradual transition. Well, we need to start putting the pieces in place now. And it's not fair to deny Tom and Helen some responsibility.
Yeah, OK. But I'm not ready to be like Bert at Brookfield, pottering around like an odd-job man.
Bert's retired.
Yeah, well, I rest my case.
There's life in the old dog yet, eh?
Yeah, just.
So I've got a lift with Alistair now.
Ah, well, I'm glad it's worked out.
Yeah, he's put Jamie in to replace Tom.
Aha. So, what have you and Ben got up your sleeves then, for this party?
Ah, now that's for me to know and you to find out.
What, champagne, dancing girls?
Oh, yeah, something very like that.
Ah. The grass looks good in this field.
Yeah, it does.
So, I reckon we're on course for the first cut next weekend.
Great. David's offered to help again.
Oh, that's good.
You're going to need him.
Too right I am, Mum. And talking of help...
Yes. I've had an idea on that score, actually.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
Go on, love.
Yeah, well, it's quite clear that we're struggling to cover the office and the farm jobs. Don't think it's really fair on you, Tom. So I propose we pull in a new relief milker for the afternoons.
Seriously?
Wow.
Yeah, well, it's a lot for you, even with Pip's help. And it makes strategic sense, don't you think?
Yes. Oh, that's brilliant, Dad.
It's a great idea, love.
And it'll free you up to follow through on all the new projects. I know you want to get on with planning the new fruit and veg for the polytunnel. And you're going to need some time to get your ready meals up and running.
You bet.
Yeah, and some extra help will take the pressure off me as well, feeling that I should be doing more.
No one feels that, Dad.
No, I do.
It's win-win, Tony.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought.
Oh, I can't tell you how relieved I am.
No, hold on. I still expect the upper hand in the office, Tom.
Oh, yeah, right, whatever, Dad.
Yeah, and sole use of the big chair.
Well, I think it's very smart.
Yeah, and it is a significant moment.
Significant enough for fairy cakes.
Fairy cakes? Dad?
Well, I refuse to call them cupcakes. That's American.
I made them because they're more practical outside than a whole cake.
It's a lovely idea.
Can I have one?
No, let's wait for the others.
I'll put the lid back on then.
Hey, Gran, listen to the echo.
Hey, careful, Ben. I don't want you climbing up there again.
I should think not.
No, sorry, Ben. You've had your fun. You won't be able to do that when it's full, anyway.
Yuck.
When will it be in use?
After silaging.
What are you doing with the old lagoon?
Well, David had a thought about that.
Oh, yes?
Well, if we decide not to fill it in and grass it over, we might be able to use it to collect rainwater.
Like a reservoir?
That sounds a wonderful idea. We all need to do our bit to conserve water these days.
Mm. But it's had cow poo in it.
It won't be for our drinking water, Ben.
Good.
Anyway, only if it's not too expensive.
I see.
It's going to take us 5 years to pay this off as it is.
Well, you had to have it. And it was a good finance deal.
And with paying it back over time, combined with the autumn carving, we have managed to save the herd.
See, Bert was right. You have got something to celebrate.
Yeah.
How much did it cost, Dad?
About 200 years worth of your pocket money.
Here's Bert now.
Oh, good, because after this, I need to get the mower out.
We wondered where you'd got to.
Yeah, it was your idea, this little gathering.
I've been sitting with Alistair in his car. going over our defeat.
Have we lost?
Oh, we were annihilated again.
Oh, no!
Oh, great.
We've been having the post-match analysis.
Hence the absence of your party food.
What a shower. No Roy.
Really?
Yeah, he had to work. No Adam, of course. No Tom to boot. Talk about the B team.
Oh, dear. No hope against Darrington next Sunday, then.
Oh, it was like watching a slow car crash.
Oh, dear.
I don't know what was on Will's mind. He dropped a sitter. And then Reece fell over himself going for a run.
Wicked.
It wasn't funny.
Sorry.
Alistair had given him a long pep talk before the match, saying how he wanted to impress Iftikhar.
Oh, dear.
Well, I don't know how we're going to pull it round before next Sunday's grudge match.
He's training the team this week, isn't he?
Good luck to him, because he'll need a miracle.
He drives a really cool car.
And Christopher, now he got out, trying to eat everything out the ground again.
Come on, Bert, please. I thought this was supposed to be a party.
Yeah.
Ah, you're right, you're right. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to christen it with a bottle of milk across its bows.
Perfect.
And some champagne, obviously.
Right?
Yeah, come on, Ben. Let's go and fetch the drinks and some glasses.
Okay.
Great idea.
Lovely.
I think we'll need the picnic basket.
Are Pip and Josh joining us?
Well, I hope so.
Pip must be awfully busy.
It's put a bit of money in her pocket, though.
Yeah, exactly. She's paying for the champagne.
Well, I think your father would thoroughly approve of this new tank, David.
Well, I hope so.
You know, I can't remember when the lagoon was built.
No. Well, this one should see us out. So, come on, Bert. Haven't you at least got a rhyming couplet for the occasion?
About a slurry tank?
Yeah, well, put like that.
Well, I will say one thing.
What's that?
This is the cleanest it'll ever be, so inhale deeply and enjoy it while you can.
They're coming down.
Good. What's Josh doing anyway?
Talking to Phoebe online. Mwah, mwah.
Oh, don't tease him, Ben.
Can I have crisps, Mum?
Of course, Pet. You know where they are. Grab a few bags.
OK. I'll get it.
No, Ben.
Too late. Hello, Brookfield Farm.
Let me have it, Ben.
OK. Chill, Mum. Here.
Thank you. Who is this?
Oh, hi, sweetheart.
Oh, hi.
I didn't expect to see you before I went out.
Someone slammed the front door.
Oh.
So I thought I might as well get up and make myself a cup of tea.
That was Usha.
Yeah, I guess she'd left for work.
No, she's she's got the morning off work today.
Oh.
There's water in the kettle.
So.
Oh, she's gone outside to do some gardening.
I see.
Well, it's early, I know, but she is on the committee. Linda's really got the bit between her teeth about winning Britain in Bloom. Amy.
What?
I thought it might be nice if we had a coffee together mid-morning.
Oh.
The three of us. I could nip back.
Oh.
Well, if not here, then you know, maybe out somewhere. It's a lovely morning. We hardly saw you last night, and you've been working all weekend.
Yeah, and I'm totally wrecked.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No,
but,
Dad, I'm taking my tea back to bed, and I'm staying there all morning.
Ah, Oliver. Hey, Gordon, how do you do?
I'm sorry?
That's Danish for hello, how are you?
Well, I can't vouch for the pronunciation, but I caught your drift.
Well, we've got B&B guests arriving today from Copenhagen.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen.
Quite. I'd just like to make the effort. Nation shall speak peace unto nation. Wish I'd learned Esperanto, actually.
Well, you won't find dried herring in the village shop, but it does sell Danish bacon.
Oh, no. We're strictly local when it comes to our breakfasts. I'm buying some of Neil's eggs here, and then I shall nip over to Darrington Farmer's Market for bread.
Are you? Don't worry. I shan't tell Caroline you're taking away our business.
Oh. Well, a different market.
Only teasing.
Oh. Oh, anyway, what have you got there? Fistful of chocolate bars, I see.
Well, I'm going to need something to get me through the morning.
Well, sugar rush provides a temporary high, but it rarely sustains.
No, Linda, I shan't accept a lecture on chocolate from a woman.
Oh.
I'm on the tractor hauling grass for David today.
Oh, thank you for the warning.
Warning?
Hay fever.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, by the way, I suppose you know Kirsty and Patrick were in the woods together on Sunday.
No, really.
Close to where Ed found signs of grubbing up in one of the fields. They were looking for evidence of a wild boar.
Oh, that.
Well, they actually found some tracks. And what could have been tusk marks on a tree trunk. Exciting, eh?
Well,
Kirsty says their population's on the increase. In fact, they're quite common now. Well, you don't seem very interested.
Well, it's fascinating, of course, but a wild pig hasn't the allure of a sleek and predatory big cat.
Patrick's got hold of a night camera from the Wildlife Trust, and they're going to watch and wait in the woods.
Okay, Eddie, I'll follow you up when Oliver's here. Now, don't forget to apologise for shouting at him down the phone.
Oh, don't think I haven't already. Between him and Ben, they must have thought I was mad. Still, it broke the curse. I'm going to answer it from now on.
Yeah, too right. You know, I'm almost beginning to wonder if I imagined that first call too.
Well, I'm doing my best to push it to the back of my mind.
I reckon it was just a one-off. I mean, he's not going to risk his number being traced. That bloke has watched too many gangster movies.
They did attack Adam.
Yeah, I know, but if they've any sense, they won't want to add to the charge sheet.
Shh.
Yeah, of course. Hi, Oliver.
Morning.
Hi.
Reporting for duty.
Great. Well, your carriage awaits.
Yes, boss.
Well, it's a godsend for us, Oliver. We're really grateful.
No problem. I'm quite looking forward to it.
Good. Well, Eddie set off a couple of minutes ago.
Right. Well, I'd better look sharp then.
You'll stay for your lunch later.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Ruth. Thank you.
It's the least we can do.
Me and Brown, eh?
Sorry?
Both back to driving a tractor, him at home farm and me here?
Yeah.
How will our old backs cope, eh?
You're welcome. Enjoy the venison.
Well, that's the first pat we've sold this morning. Amy!
Sorry.
Great advert for the stall you are. You look like death. Oh, charming. You haven't just delivered twins, have you?
Oh, you should have stayed at home.
No. No way.
Oh, Amy, sorry.
I'll go and track us down some coffee.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, good morning, girl.
Oh, hi, Linda.
Hi. Hi. No Jennifer today?
No, she's got stacks to do at home, so I offered to man the stall myself. Gives me a break from studying.
Yes, of course. And how is Adam?
Oh, he's getting there, thank you.
We're none of us safe these days.
Well, actually, he's making a start on their front garden.
Really? That's splendid.
Yeah, he said he'd been dropping hints about Britain in bloom.
Oh, I merely advised he may find it a healing experience.
So, can I sell you anything today?
No. I've just bought a loaf of organic bread for my B&B guests, a Nordic couple.
Well, I hope their jumpers don't disappoint.
Very good. Everything's shot up in price, though, hasn't it? My loaf was over £2.
We're not selling as much on our stall as we used to, Mum keeps saying.
Well, that may be for a different reason.
What?
Well, you must admit, Alice, it is ironic. You put across this small-scale image of farmers' markets, but the reality is you advocate large industrial-scale enterprises.
I beg your pardon, Linda.
Well, I'm sorry, but the two things are out of kilter.
So take it up with my dad, not me.
All I'm saying is people aren't stupid. And they might be even more disquiet now permission's been granted for your dairy. Right, I must be off. Bye, Alice.
It's funny how you can go off people.
Hi.
What are you doing here? I thought you'd started back again for the afternoon.
Yeah. Eddie and Oliver have just gone up to the field.
So?
Well, I drove the forage harvester to the end of the drive and then remembered my drink.
Oh.
So I hot-footed it back.
Oliver seems to be getting on all right. He was very chipper over lunch.
Yeah, well, makes a nice change for him. He's much more at home on a tractor than at Grey Gables.
We've hardly made anything this morning. Maybe Linda was right.
What about?
People avoiding our stall as a protest against the new dairy.
Oh, I doubt it. Mm. Everyone's cutting back, that's all. And for some people, fresh strawberries from the farmer's market are a bit of a luxury when you can buy one, get one free at the supermarket.
Yeah, I suppose.
You could have managed on your own, though, really. I'm such rubbish company at the moment.
Hey, Amy, no. It's been brilliant having you with me. It saved me having to make conversation with bleating Barbara on the next stall. She will keep going on about her wonderful children. There, that's the last.
Oh, good.
Amy, Carl wasn't the right guy for you. You will meet someone else, and when you do, everything will fall into place. Like me and Chris.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, then. Let's fold up this table.
Oh, okay. Put it on its side.
Yeah, got it.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, stop it.
It's done me good, though, spending some time with you.
Good. But hold it steady while I fold the legs in.
Okay. I don't think I was much help, though.
Oh, Amy, of course you were.
You've helped me more, like.
Oh, I'll be all right now.
Do you need a hand getting it into the car?
No, it's okay. I'm used to it.
Amy!
Oh, Dad, what are you doing here?
Oh, just doing my rounds. Morning, Alice.
Oh, hi, Alan.
Is he morning?
No, not really.
Oh.
Ruth?
What's up? You've just this minute left.
Oh, thank goodness you picked up. I think I'm going mad.
Anyway, I thought you were staying in bed.
I changed my mind.
Well, because you knew Usha was at home.
Dad, I haven't got the energy to sit around playing happy family.
Well, you had the energy to come to Darrington and help Alice.
I'm going to work.
Wait. What time are you in tonight?
Late.
Tomorrow, then.
Why?
How about I attempt Mabel's famous sweet potato curry?
You'll never get it right, Dad.
It's a work in progress.
It's never hot enough. It's meant to blow your head off.
I know. I'm a coward. Go on. You know it's one of your favourites.
When Gran makes it.
Don't make me beg.
Okay. That sounds good.
Great. So I'll have it ready for...
I'll be home at 9.
It's a date.
What the problem is.
It's the newspaper on the tractor seat.
A copy of the Echo, yeah, you said. So, the Ruffin is.
Well, that's the whole point, Ruth. It wasn't here before.
And you don't think it's Oliver's or Eddie's?
No.
All right.
I'm sorry. Look, it's not the most recent one.
Well, so what? You're always leaving old papers and rubbish in the cab.
Look, just listen to me, will you? Just for a minute. It has been carefully folded over to reveal the headline about the assault on Adam. Yeah. And this has happened in the last few minutes, Ruth, while I was getting my drink.
You can't be sure.
Well, look, someone has placed it here, very deliberately, knowing I'd find it.
God, can you see anyone? Are there any cars in the lane?
Well, hardly going to hang around, are they?
This is horrible.
Yeah.
You only left it for a few minutes.
Exactly. We're going to have to be careful.
Did you see anyone hanging around before you came back to the kitchen?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, I'll check the recycling.
What? What use is that?
To see if it's our old copy.
Oh, what? So it's walked on its own from the bin to the tractor seat?
Oh, I don't know. Just let me think, all right?
Look, it wasn't here when I came in the house.
Are you absolutely sure?
Yes.
Okay, so we phone the police.
No.
What?
No, they'll think we're wasting their time.
No.
Well, what's it going to sound like?
Well, what it is, intimidation.
Yeah, but it's not a direct threat, Ruth. I mean, it's not like another phone call.
Well, that's all right then, hey?
I just don't think it'll get us anywhere.
Someone was watching you, David, waiting to do this.
I know. And he was trying to spook me.
Well, not just spook you, warn you.
Ah,
Well, this has gone from spruce up to full-blown makeover.
I'm enjoying myself.
You've dug up a fair few weeds there.
Too many. I've got all these gaps now.
Yeah. Yeah, the beds are looking a bit sparse. There's plenty of background green, though.
That's the problem. We need colour.
Well, I don't know much. What are you thinking?
Oh, anything colourful, really. We could stick to Linda's colour scheme, maybe, since we're on the green.
Delphiniums? They're nice, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm a bit in the dark myself.
Hmm.
Oh, dear. I feel a trip to the garden centre coming on.
Ooh. You know how to live, don't you?
Come on, it's your day off. It'll be fun.
Why not?
Great.
Lunch there, and then I can save the keys for supper.
Okay, let me just finish this bit. It's nice to have the time to do it properly. We're always so busy. You've really let it go, Ian.
You're right. You don't notice after a while, do you?
I quite like us to do well in Britain in Bloom.
Oh, goodness. You've turned into Linda, all with just one bump in the head.
Oi!
Like, just be careful you don't overdo it.
No, okay. I'll have a rest when we get back.
Good. Then I'll put the plants in and you can supervise me from the lounger.
I like the sound of that. I've no idea why Tony wanted to go back to work so soon after his heart attack.
Well, he's older than you and he's still got something to prove to Tom. You haven't?
Good grief. I haven't seen him around for a while.
Who is it?
Keith, Susan's brother.
What, another one?
Yeah.
What, the grin on him?
He used to knock a football round the green with him and Stuart when we were kids.
Medallion man or what?
Oh, Keith's okay. It was Clive used to put worms down the back of Debbie's AirTech shirt, I seem to remember.
Ah, there we go.
Oh, Keith, how cute are they?
Well, I thought the kids might like him.
Of course they will.
I got him off a mate, repossession. Oh, the hamster's for Chelsea.
Oh, look at them little cheeks.
And my mate says his name's Opkirk. Call it a pre-wedding present for being Sam's bridesmaid.
Oh, she'll be made up.
Well, I brought the rat along for Brad, so he wouldn't feel left out.
Good idea. They fight like crazy if one's got something the other hasn't.
Like us lot, when we were his kids, eh?
What's he called?
Randall. Randall and Opkirk. Mum used to love that show.
Den was so mean he wouldn't let him have a pet. Said the flat was too small.
See? Their Uncle Keith knows what they need better than their own father does. Mm. That's the thing about blood relations.
He is their blood relation.
Yeah, but he's not Arabin, Trace. He's lowlife.
Oh, I can see that now. Oh, look, Randall's scratching to come out. Can I hold him?
Of course.
Oh, Brad's going to be so excited.
It's all right, mate. I won't hurt you.
They had the show and tell thing in his class. One of the kids took a mouse. He was so jealous.
Well, he's going one better with a rat. Oh. There we are, little fella.
Oh.
Oh, by the way, I saw Adam Macy on the way here.
Yeah?
He hasn't changed at all. I'd recognise that red hair of his anywhere.
Oh, look at them whiskers twitching. He was attacked on his farm, you know.
Oh, damn!
Keith!
Oh, little blighter's gone behind the settee. Well, don't just stand there.
Oh, it's great you could join me.
Well, I've got half an hour for lunch. I might as well spend it roaming round the supermarket.
You remember where the spices are?
Opposite the olive oil.
All right.
This way.
How's the list?
Right, sweet potato, thyme, lime, oh, we still need ice cream and coconut milk.
No, Amy picked some up last night in Felpersham.
Well, that must have been late.
That was the Asian supermarket. They're open till 11. She wants it to taste authentic.
Are you sure you're any good at this?
Yeah, of course.
It's just, have you ever made it before?
Not to Amy's satisfaction.
Oh, dear.
Well, I've got to do something. The family that eats together.
I'm just amazed she's agreed to it.
All right, here we are. Here's the cooking oils.
The spices are behind you.
Ah.
Alan?
Yes?
Especially when she went to such lengths to avoid me yesterday morning. Alan?
Hmm?
I wonder what's changed her mind.
Well, that's obvious, isn't it? My sweet potato curry followed by triple chocolate ice cream. Aren't women supposed to sit on the sofa eating it by the tub when they've got a broken heart?
Well, I didn't when Richard left me.
I can't see the ground pimento.
It'll be called allspice.
You sure?
Yes, here.
Oh.
Darling, Amy does know I'll be eating with you tonight, doesn't she?
I wonder if we should get something to go with the ice cream. Oh, do they make brandy snaps anymore? I used to love brandy snaps.
Alan.
Come on, you haven't got long.
Well, does she?
Yes.
Did you spell it out to her?
Oh, the forensic lawyer.
Did you?
Well, I didn't say you weren't.
Oh, Alan.
But she didn't ask.
Call her now.
Why?
Please.
If we could just get round the table together.
Oh, darling, I know.
It might help a little.
I'm willing to give it a try. Of course I am. I want nothing more. But it won't work trapping her.
I can't think what else to do.
Phone her, Alan. You must.
Okay.
Come on, Randall. I got this lovely cheese slice for you.
He's taken up residence under there.
You might be scared. New place and everything.
Rat catcher. It's about the only job I've never had.
Oh. Well, I'm not letting up Kirkout in case he disappears and all.
You want to be careful they don't go nesting in your laundry basket.
In case I put them in the washing machine.
In case they chew through your knicker elastic.
Well, I hope he comes out soon.
Oh, he'll soon fancy a change of scene.
I expect he's made a bed in Gary's vest. He's been under the settee for weeks. Oh, I'm meant to be going down the bull for Neil's birthday drink.
Oh, yeah?
Do you fancy it?
No. This was only a flying visit. Oh, and I nearly forgot. I got these. Swatches for you, so you can choose. Let Sam know which one you like for Chelsea's dress.
Oh, they're gorgeous, Keith.
Well, put your cheese slice down before you touch it.
Oh, OK. I'll leave it on the carpet for now. Might tempt him out. Oh, it feels really nice. We could do with a wedding in the family after Mum's funeral last year.
Yeah. Though I can't help wishing Sam and Ash would run away to Gretna instead. I'd happily pay their coach fares.
Oh, come on. It'll be a great do.
It's getting more expensive by the minute.
Oh.
Well, oh, no. Don't worry, Trace. I'm still paying for Chelsea's dress.
Oh, cheers, Keith.
Yeah, I know how you're fixed.
Who's Ash got as best man?
Ryan. You know the lad who sells on motorbikes?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry you missed Dad. Joe's taking him out on his pony and trap. You should have rung.
Oh, you know me, sis. You see me when you see me.
This new cafe's a draw on its own right, never mind the plants. I hear from the chef they spent a fortune on it.
Yeah?
How was the Bakewell tart?
Oh, gorgeous.
And so was my pear and almond. That's so busy, isn't it? I never really envisaged us taking time out in a place like this.
No, we can blame Linda if anyone spots us. They're doing good business, though.
Yeah, not bad for a midweek lunchtime, that's true.
Some of the market people have come over. Trading will just have finished.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's a pity the livestock market wasn't enough for Brian.
Hey, come on.
Sorry.
No. I'm sorry. I've been wittering on. You're tired, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
We shouldn't have come.
That was my idea.
Yeah, and I should have vetoed it. On top of all that gardening this morning, it's too much.
Well, I am ready for a lie down.
Right, well, let's go home.
Tell you what, I'll stay here, finish my coffee, and you pick up the plants.
You sure?
Yeah, really, Ian. We might as well while we're here. I mean, we finally decided what to buy, didn't we?
Yeah, that assistant was really helpful.
I'm not sure Gran would approve of us buying plants already so well established.
I don't care, as long as they fill up the gaps straight away and look spectacular.
Can you remember what he said about the pelargoniums and geraniums? I wasn't really taking it in.
No, yeah, they won't make it through the winter unless we take them in, but the Delf should survive.
Ah, that's it.
Is Trent Bridge going to be too much for you on Friday, Adam?
Nice try.
What?
You're not getting out of it that easily.
I don't want to.
I'm really looking forward to it. It was good of Brian to give us the tickets.
Okay. But we can always leave early if we need to.
Yeah, that's the one thing I am keen to get back to, my cricket.
Well, they miss you, that's for sure.
Well, I miss playing.
Iftiger's taking nets tomorrow, so Roy says.
Yeah, I heard.
Roy's hoping he'll bring a bit of inspiration.
Well, heaven knows the team needs a boot up the backside. Sunday was a catastrophe.
See? They can't do without you.
I almost say the match was fixed.
Well, if we see Will Grundy driving around in a Lamborghini, we'll know it was. Okay, I'll pick up those plants, then we're going to get you home.
Hello, Olive. Finished your emails?
Yes. It's an interesting case, actually. So has Amy got back to you?
No. But that's nothing unusual. She's probably having a busy shift.
Maybe. How's it all going in here anyway? It smells fabulous.
The curry is relaxing.
Ooh, get you.
I hope it's hot enough for Amy's taste buds.
Yeah, I know what she's like. Let's have a peek.
Okay.
Oh, it looks gorgeous.
Do you want a taste?
Well, let's wait till we're all sitting down.
Okay.
Candles on the table. It all looks lovely.
Yeah, I'm glad you approve. I wanted to make it special.
You've put so much into it. I just hope it goes well.
So do I.
Oh, no, I can't bear it, Alan. Her just shutting down whenever I'm anywhere near.
I know. I'm sure she'll come round.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. In time. This is a good first step anyway, isn't it?
Yes. I thought she'd be here by now.
Yes.
20 minutes late.
Well, don't worry. She might have got held up.
Yeah, I expect that's it.
I'll tell you what, let's light the candles, shall we?
Good idea. Here, I'll do it.
Oh, Tom.
You've gone to so much trouble.
Why wouldn't I? You two are so precious to me.
There.
Oh, that looks nice. It shines like a good deed in a naughty world.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be her.
Yes.
I bet she's stopped for petrol or something.
Yeah. Alan?
I'm so sorry.
Oh.
She says to save her some curry. She's gone to Alice's.
Of course, Tom's chuffed to bits that we're getting some more help with the milking.
Well, a lot's fallen on his shoulders since Tony's heart attack, innit?
Yeah. And it means he can get a move on with all his new projects.
Them ready meals he keeps going on about. Ah, well, good luck to him. At least he'll have a bit more time.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're banking on.
Though I ain't so sure as Joe'd fancy a spicy meatball.
Well, they're very nice. He might surprise you.
Oh, no, he ain't one for chilli.
They went very well in the tastings. Anyway, I just hope we can find the money for the extra help. Tom seems to think we can.
Oh, I see. Well, I better get back across to Susan.
Yep, and I better get Henry and Rowan to Borchester. We're off to a soft play centre, aren't we, you two?
Don't they look sweet there in the back?
Yeah, butter wouldn't melt.
Yeah, good one, mate.
There you are, boys.
Ah, thanks, Rhys.
Top.
Now, watch you don't fall over on the way back to the bar now.
All right, very funny.
I wish I'd filmed you.
Oh, look, I told you, a Welshman is not designed to run with massive grip pads on. It's against nature, okay?
You'd be mad to try it without.
Wimps, you are, the pair of you. Now, when you've had a prop forward crash into you, you know about it. Anyway, you can talk. You didn't exactly cover yourself in glory, quack, quack.
Yeah, all right, fair dues. Ah, Sunday was a lost cause from the off.
Another one.
There's no way we're going to pull it round.
No, we'll put that one down to experience.
Let's hope Iftikhar can do something with us tonight. Looking forward to next.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I can't stay late. Yeah, well, I'm coming tonight, if I dare show my face.
Oh, it's okay, Rhys. Yeah. Everyone knows how keen you are to be on the team.
Yeah, the only way is up, mate.
Yeah, roll on the single wicket. I might stand more of a chance there. Right, well, I'll go and chase your sandwich with her.
Ta. Oh! Oh! I'll never get used to that flaming peacock. Shoot! Go on! Oh, I swear, he creeps up on me sometimes.
Steve got him years ago.
Well, the sooner he joins the others up in peacock heaven, the better.
Well, cheers.
Cheers. Thanks for this, Will.
Ah, no worries.
I've had a thirsty morning. Been shooting Dancer.
Dancer?
Lady Matcham's bay. Ah. He lives up to his name. He hates me touching his feet. I'm off to the stables after this.
Okay. Oh, Nick's out, so I thought I'd have a bite here.
You two fancy this DJ night tomorrow?
Well, if Mum will babysit.
Oh, me and Alice deserve a night out.
Oh, what, without Amy? I thought you got on.
We do, but there are limits. She was round till gone 11 last night. Not for the first time.
Oh, you'll have to put your foot down.
That's boyfriend trouble, isn't it? More than my life's worth.
Sharing everything, you see. That's the joy of being married.
Trouble is, the boyfriend was.
Ah. Yeah, tricky.
sweetheart. Leave the salt alone. No.
There we are. That's better, isn't it, Rowan?
All changed.
Yep, poor little mite. She wasn't happy. Right, let's put you in the high chair.
Oh, I took Henry out of his. I hope you don't mind.
Mind? Are you sure you haven't swapped him for another baby?
Aww.
He was yelling his head off before I went to the loo.
That's why I gave him a cuddle. Oh, I'm just sitting here smelling his hair. Takes me right back to when Mia was a baby.
Well, thank goodness I bumped into you. I was approaching meltdown.
Yeah, I know what it's like managing two little ones.
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah, I remember the first time I met Will. I was struggling to get on the bus with him.
Aww.
Yeah, and he lifted the buggy for me and everything. Carried my bags. By the end of it, he'd asked me out.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah. We went to the Sea Life Centre. Oh, I meant to say, thanks for the coffee. Oh, really kind.
No, thank you. Oh, I expect mine's gone cold now. Anyway, you can get on with your shopping. I'll be fine.
Oh, I didn't really intend to do any shopping today, to tell you the truth.
All right, so why are you in town?
Oh, I bought some bags of stuff for the charity shop.
All right.
Only, well, it was too difficult to stop the car, you know?
Yeah, well, it's not easy. It's one way down there.
Yeah, and there was this van behind me. Anyway, I parked in the multi-story in the end, and then I just couldn't face lugging the bags all the way back to the shop, so I just left them in the boot.
And you thought you'd do a little bit of shopping instead?
Well, why not, eh?
Okay, guys, well done. Now, get into pairs, please. Okay, come on, quickly, Will.
Oh, Harry, over here. You got the ball.
Come on, settle down.
What do you want us to do?
Hold on, Chris. Reese, guys, come on, listen up.
Sorry.
We're going to do a fielding exercise. So, one of you rolls the ball away, the other sprints after it and throws it back in, okay?
Iftikhar.
Will, got a problem?
Well, I can't stay. I'm sorry.
That's a shame.
Well, I need to get something to eat before I check the rearing hut, sir. I'm going to be out really late as it is.
We've barely started.
Sorry. It's work, though.
Maybe so, but you've got some work to do here as well, going on Sunday's performance.
Yeah.
You could be useful on the team, Will, but not if you aren't willing to put in the hours.
Oh, I know.
Oh, well, it's all down to focus. If your mind is somewhere else, you might as well not be here.
I'm sorry. I can stay for all a Saturday session.
Good. Reese, I want to see you sprinting.
Okay.
That's better. And get the ball in. Right. Keep working at it, Reese, okay?
Sorry. So, I'll see you next time.
Okay. And if you can stay the whole time, that'd be good.
Oh, she's nearly nodded off now, look.
Yeah. Oh, I'll take her up in a minute.
Don't fight it, Mia, love. Just look at them little eyelashes. She's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Anyway, I feel a bit bad.
Why?
I told a white lie to Helen. Well, there was space to pull in outside the charity shop.
Yeah, there's that little lay-by in front.
Yeah, and I had the bags in the boot all ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about to indicate to stop.
But you didn't.
Oh, Clary, I don't know. The thought of handing Mia's things over, it felt so final.
Yeah.
Yeah, her clothes still feel so special, like they're my last link with her being tiny.
I know.
Oh, when I got home, I took some of them out of the bag again.
Oh, Nick.
Oh, there's this little dress she's got with daisies on and a white Peter Pan collar. It's just so gorgeous. Yeah,
but she looked a picture in it.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, I'd have loved to dress a little girl.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I've got one of each.
Yeah, you're lucky. Do you know, my two grew out the thing so quick I could hardly keep up.
Oh, what am I going to tell Will about the clothes?
Same as you're telling yourself.
What?
Well, Nicola, if you weren't ready to part with them, maybe it's just not the right time.
Okay, good, Chris. Let Roy in now and come over here, please, mate. You carry on bowling, please, Duncan.
Hi.
Whoa! What a shot!
Okay, Chris, you've done well today.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's good to see you. Batted really well.
Oh, thanks.
You could be an asset to the team with ball and bat.
Great.
But there's quite a way to go, so...
Okay.
Let's have a look at your bowling.
Right.
There you are. Show me what you can do.
From here?
Yep. Right. You need to get your left arm up high, like this, and the rest of your action will follow through.
So... like that?
Yep, you can go higher, and then follow through.
That right?
That's better. That's what you need to practice.
Okay.
Much better. And while you're in your delivery stride, make sure you're looking at the base of the stumps.
Yeah, I know that, but I just...
You don't always do it.
No.
Well, do. You're looking to hit the top off stump.
Right.
Okay, so let's put you back in the nets. Not against Reese yet. Let's put you in with Duncan. Chris is coming over to bowl a few for you, Duncan. Reese, have a break.
Okay, fine.
You're doing fine.
Thanks, Iftikhar. Any tips for me?
We're going to make the most of what you've already got while you work on the rest.
So I'll be doing a lot of running then, yeah?
You're useful in the field, that's for sure. All you've got to do is lose the habits of a lifetime, yeah? Playing the wrong game, mate.
Cheek.
Oh, my ears all settled now.
How good.
And Jake's up there totally absorbed in building his brick garage.
Well, I should enjoy it while it's quiet.
Oh, I will.
You have to grab these moments when you can.
Oh, I think that's Will back.
Oh, well, I'll be getting off then.
Oh, are you sure?
Oh, there'll be complaints from the management if Chad and Eddie
bags.
Don't get their tea on time. Hello, Lou.
Oh, hi, Mum.
William, I'm just on my way now.
Oh, okay.
Clary said she'll babysit tomorrow night.
Ah, great. Thanks, Mum.
It'll be a pleasure.
Well, I don't know what this DJ will be like, but apparently Fallon rates him.
Well, she knows what she's on about. All sounds like a load of thumping to me.
Come on, I'll see you out.
Oh, no, love. No, you stay and talk to William.
Oh, okay.
Oh, bye, Mum.
Bye, Clary.
Bye.
Right, it's baked potatoes for tea, okay?
Fine.
Well, they're almost ready. How was Nets?
Well, okay. But Iftikhar wasn't too impressed with me leaving early.
Oh, I can't believe that.
Well, he's got this way about him.
Yeah, charming, you mean.
Oh, yeah, so charming you don't realise he's telling you off. Well, I told him I'll be okay for the whole training session on Saturday. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
Well, anyway, never mind him. I thought you was taking them bags into Borchester today.
Oh.
Did you change your mind?
In a way.
Well, what do you mean? Why, are you going another day, then?
No.
What? Well, do you want me to take them?
No.
We can't just hold on to it all. We need the room, love.
I know, but when it came to it, I couldn't. I tried.
What is it? What's wrong?
I couldn't part with Mia's baby things because it...
What?
Oh, I've tried to fight the feeling. It just... But it won't go away. Not that I want it to go away. Not really.
Nick, I just...
I want you and me to have a baby together.
Really? Oh, Nick. Oh, come here.
Oh, steady on. That was just one, Will. Just one.
Oh, one's perfect.
Hi, Laura!
Oh, Daryl, wait! Oh, hi!
What are you doing? You're cutting the edge back now.
Oh, yeah. I'm so warm.
Are you sure you should be doing that?
What?
Well, I don't suppose they're paying you.
Oh, come on now.
Me cutting Tom's grass was one thing, but you putting in more hours for nothing, that's daft.
It's a beautiful afternoon, I don't mind.
They're taking advantage.
No, they're friends.
Mm.
Oh, I've told Clary I'm going to bake a sponge for the Jubilee cake. Are you going to object to that too?
Of course not. Only sometimes you can try too hard, that's all. And then you become a doormat. Hey, where'd you get that hedge trimmer anyway?
From Will, their landlord. He's very nice.
He was in a really good mood.
I'm not surprised. He's got you improving his property for nothing.
Oh, there is a law in life, Daryl. If you give out, you get back. You helped Neil at his father-in-law's house, didn't you?
Yeah, all right, fair dues. Hey, is Anna back yet?
No, she's got a choir practice.
Well, that's a pity. Got her a little present.
What?
Another 50 towards a keyboard.
Oh, that's great. Oh, hang on. Cash again? From Matt?
I can't look a gift horse in the mouth, can I? I told you, if all goes well with this, it's going to be regular work.
Then you should be paid a regular wage. I thought you were going to speak to him.
Correction. You wanted me to.
Why won't he pay you properly?
Because he's paying me by the job.
Ah. One minute the work's regular, and the next it's by the job. Which is it?
Oh, look, don't go splitting hairs. Look, I've got decent money in my pocket for the first time in ages. We should be grateful someone's taking a chance on me.
You can do this, Daryl. You know why.
Look, don't worry, I'll declare it.
After you've peeled off £50 for Anna and another 20 for takeaway?
No.
You know what you like, Daryl.
Do you want me to put bread on the table or don't you?
Oh, we managed when you were inside.
Oh, well, you'll be fine if I'm put inside again then. Ilona, it's the building trade, it's not the civil service.
I just don't want you slipping back. I couldn't bear it again.
Amside is a reputable firm.
Why won't they pay you properly?
Do you want me to work or not?
That's not fair.
Because it ain't easy. This is the first proper chance I've had in ages. No one wants to know when you've been inside. I don't have to lie to Matt and Lillian. Do you know how good that feels?
Of course.
He's doing us a big favour. And if my work's acceptable to Amside, then they'll recommend me to other firms.
Good. That is all good, Daryl.
So?
You can see it.
See what?
You accuse me of being a doormat, of being eager to please. But you are just the same.
No, I'm not.
Then stand up for yourself. In your heart. Honestly. Are you happy with this arrangement?
Well, I don't know. I just don't want to rock the boat, that's all.
I know.
He might find somebody else for the work.
Oh, show a little faith in yourself, Daryl. You are a good carpenter.
Yeah, and so are a lot of other guys.
I won't accept this way of living. Go back to Matt and ask him to make your wages official from next week. Everything above board, okay?
Ilona.
Okay?
Okay, whatever.
I'm not living in the shadows. Think about your girls.
Man, this is going to be dead embarrassing.
That's your choice then, isn't it? Embarrassment or shame?
That's it, Ben. Pass me that last one up.
Okay. Here.
Good lad. Need to make sure it's nice and airtight.
I know.
There we are. That's it. Oh, here's your mum.
There's a peanut butter sandwich inside with your name on it, Ben.
Great.
He's been really helpful building the clamp with me.
It's fun.
So that's over then for another year.
Yep.
We've got to check the one at Hollow Tree.
Have we now?
To make sure it's nice and airtight.
All right. Very funny. Oliver and Eddie have been worth their weight in gold.
Oliver looked shattered yesterday afternoon, though.
Yeah. I'm not sure we'll make the meeting tonight. Ben, I should go and eat that sandwich before Josh finds it.
No way!
You are, okay, me leaving you this evening.
You're in a few chair. I haven't got a choice.
I should be back by 10.
Well, I'll just barricade myself in with the kids.
Oh, come on, love. Nothing's happened since that silly newspaper.
Silly now, is it? It freaked you when you found it.
It was a one-off.
Like the phone call.
Look.
Now, that was bad enough. But at least it was from a distance.
Yeah.
I'm looking over my shoulder all the time now.
And that's exactly what they want.
Come on, Puss, hurry up.
All right, I'm here now.
We're meeting the surveyor at 5.
I was talking to Jenny.
Oh, wow.
I said I'd pick up a few things for her.
Oh, Lillian.
After we've seen the surveyor. You know how busy she is with Adam off.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Oh, look, here's Daryl.
Oh, what's he want?
Well, to talk to you by the look of it. Go on, wind your window down. Don't leave the poor man standing there.
Okay. Daryl!
Ah, good. I've caught you.
What is it? We're in a bit of a hurry.
Oh.
Matt! Ignore him, darling. What do you want?
Oh, well, I won't hold you up, only,
Can't it wait?
Manners!
Sorry, Daryl. Go ahead.
I did wonder if it, might be at all possible from next week. Well, if it suits.
Yeah, I've already told you. We want you next week. There's plenty of work.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, come on, spit it out.
Is everything all right, Daryl?
Oh, yeah, everything's fine. Only I'd prefer it if you could pay me on a formal basis, please. No more cash than that.
Ah, I see, yeah. Well, it adds to the overheads, the paperwork and all that.
Yeah, I know.
You could end up with less money.
Well, it's for a loaner, really.
Ah, right. Well, look, leave it with me. I'll look into it, okay?
Oh, great. Thanks.
Anyway, gotta go now. Mind your feet.
Oh, okay. I'll see ya.
Bye. I wish you wouldn't do that. Oh, where's my lighter?
What?
Ah. Tell people you'll do things when you haven't the slightest intention of doing them.
Yeah, if you're going to smoke, can you open your window?
We should think about it, you know. Dow's a damn good chippy. I'd be sorry if he walked away.
With his record in this climate, are you kidding?
Hey, that was quick. Did you see him?
Yeah, fine. All done.
Oh, great. Thanks, Daryl.
Yeah. Do you want a cup of tea?
Oh, yes, thanks.
Personally, I can't see the problem with putting him on the payroll.
Nice casual labour. Why complicate things?
It obviously took a lot for him to summon up the nerve to ask you.
Ah, that's just his pushy wife, isn't it?
She needs to be pushy. He's very sweet, but not husband material.
Ah, how very old-fashioned you are sometimes, Puscat.
I couldn't stand a wishy-washy man. Though considerate would be nice.
I do consider you.
Well, now, reading between the lines, it's causing friction at home.
Well, I'm not a marriage counsellor.
If we upset Ilona, we'll have Mum to answer to.
Look, sweetheart, he's half as cheap as a building firm, but twice as good. You control the purse strings. I'd have thought you'd approve. I'm only doing it for you.
You should pay for quality, Matt. Surely I've taught you that.
Look, he does very well out of us. He was in the nick for receiving. Where else is he going to go for a job? Besides, there's nothing beats the feeling of cash in hand.
Ooh, tell that to Brenda next time she's stuffing £200 into a bag at the cash point.
Things are a bit tight, Lillian. We've just bought 2 new properties.
I know that.
So now's not the right time. You leave me to manage the workforce, all right?
We've not finished this conversation.
Last. No, you stay, you two. Come on, stay.
Oh, this is nice. A reception committee.
It's 25 to 11.
Sorry. That's the trouble when we meet at the Feathers. The half-time break turns into a session. I did text you.
I was still worried.
Well, I'm here now. Are you going out to the cars?
On my own? Are you kidding?
Or can I borrow the torch?
What?
The sensor lights didn't come on when I drove in. Just want to check the fuse.
Oh.
Hope it's not the bulbs.
Well, you're never doing it now.
Just taking a look.
Well, they were okay last night when I brought Josh home from Fiverside.
Oh, Lord.
What?
The glass is blown in this one.
Well, let's have a look.
completely shattered. Can you see?
Oh, yeah. Wait, shine it on the other one. It's unusual they've both gone at the same time.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah. It's most likely an air gun.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear anything?
Well, I've had the telly on all evening.
Were the dogs disturbed?
I had them in with me. Hmm. Well, I felt safer.
I reckon this is kids, Ruth. They've seen the kitchen was dark and they've taken their chance. I'm sure that Neil told me about some boys in Pennyhasset doing the same thing.
Well, you may be happy to believe that, David. This light's just below Ben's room.
Yeah, well, he sleeps like a log. He won't have heard anything.
Well, never mind hearing anything. What if he'd been at the window?
Hey, let's not get carried away.
I want you to ring the police.
I don't think we should assume the worst.
Oh, here we go. If you'd rung them on Monday, this might not have happened.
You don't know that.
Well, they might have sent someone round.
Not for a folded-up newspaper. They're not a priority. They've made their arrests.
There's a lunatic out there with an air gun who's made three separate threats. It's a priority to me.
Ruth, love, calm down.
No, David, I won't. We need to report it. Just do it. Please.
Oh, good. I thought it was your day off.
Oh, yeah, all day.
Oh, don't say it like that.
I'd rather be working than lying here.
Oh, Amy. Look, come to this DJ night with me and Chris at the Bull upstairs. Should be good.
I'm not sure I'm up to it, Alice.
Not now, maybe, but when you've got your bling on. And you won't have to drive home, so you can get completely hammered.
Oh, that only makes me feel worse.
Well, come early and we'll get ready together. Nails the works, like two hormonal teenagers.
Oh, okay. All right. Just don't expect me to sparkle.
Oh, Ruth. Oh, what you got there?
Oh, it's just a bit of broken glass.
Oh, careful.
I keep finding it and picking it up. I don't want the dogs treading in it.
No, you don't.
Luckily, the cows don't come this far into the yard.
I'm always fine to get in the churchyard. It's my bête noire broken glass. And crisp packets. Doesn't look like a bottle, though.
No, the security light broke.
Oh.
Is there something I can help you with?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I was on my way to Darrington, actually, but I wanted to tell you that earlier on this morning, one of your gates was open.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, it's okay now. Oh. A couple of cows had strayed out, but I managed to coax them back in.
Oh, thanks, Alan. Where?
Just over the way. I saw David was at the far end of the field when I shut the gate. It looked like he was checking the water trough.
Yeah, that's right, he was.
That's easily done, leaving a gate. But I thought you might want to check the catch, you know, just in case.
Thanks. Yeah, we will. And how's it going at home?
Oh, well, I'd love to be able to tell you things had improved.
Oh, dear.
Well, in one way they have. I realised I'd been shutting Usha out in my desire to protect Amy.
Hmm.
Did she say as much to you?
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. Now, we had a good talk about that. But Amy's still so angry. She won't have anything to do with Usha.
Difficult when they're in the same house.
Difficult? It's impossible. I feel like a UN peacekeeper, Ruth. I just want to bring them together.
Oh, that's what Usha wants too.
Yeah, of course she does. Do you know, I made a nice meal on Tuesday, hoping we could all sit round like civilised adults.
And?
Amy stayed away.
Oh.
I think she feels Usha didn't give a damn about her feelings, so...
Why should she give a damn about Usha's?
Exactly. But underneath, I know she feels hurt. I'm so worried, Ruth. I mean... What if there's no happy ending and the relationship never heals?
Oh, come on, Alan, it will. But it's not going to happen overnight. Amy was really in love.
Oh, she'd never met him.
Well, if it hadn't been him, it could have been someone else. The feelings are so intense. We went through it with Pip. One thing I do know.
Well, tell me, Ruth, please.
It won't work to pressure her. She needs time to sort her feelings out. It's hard for both of you, but you've just got to wait. Give her a chance to talk when she wants to.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Hello there, Alan.
Oh, morning, David. Ruth, thank you.
What for?
Well, just nice to talk to you.
Oh, it'll come right, Alan. I'm sure it will.
Yeah. Bye. Bye, both.
Bye. Bye.
More glass?
Yeah. So, what did the police say?
They're sending someone over.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
When?
He didn't give an exact time.
Well, I hope it's before the kids get home.
Well, I got the impression he meant soon. He said they were in the area.
Good. Progress at last.
Yeah. The other reason he said they'd come out was for the newspaper.
And?
Well, they want to take it away to test it. Sorry. You were right.
Well, it's all out in the open now anyway. I hope they don't want to speak to Ben.
Oh, I doubt it. Today's, you know, routine visit.
Well, he wasn't suspicious when I asked him if he'd heard me in the yard.
Good.
I don't want the kids knowing anything about any of this, if we can help it.
No, me neither.
This was a great idea, Dad. If only to get me out of my room.
That's what I thought. And you get such sweeping views from up here.
Mm. Yeah, it's just good to breathe air that doesn't smell of hospital.
Mmm. There's a real sweetness in it today, isn't there? Maybe we could both do with a bit of time out.
Maybe.
We had that picnic up here, do you remember? The two of us.
Yeah, it started to rain.
Did it? No, I'm glad you were free, love. I don't seem to have seen much of you this week.
Well, I've been buried in work.
And I know why. I wish there was a way I could make it easier for you.
You can't change what's happened.
It can sometimes change what's going to happen, though.
Oh, please, don't.
I'm sorry, but I hate seeing you like this.
You should try it from where I'm sitting.
So tell me.
What's to tell? I'm locking Carl away in a box, along with all the other horrible things.
Oh, love.
I'm such a fool.
You certainly didn't deserve what Carl did to you. Not in any way. It would be a tragedy to let someone as shabby as him undermine everything you are.
What, an emotional wreck?
No. No, a strong, beautiful woman of integrity and purpose.
I don't feel like that at the moment.
I'm so proud of you. You've no idea. Becoming a midwife. I mean, is there a more important task than bringing life into the world?
I know what you're trying to do.
But I mean it, look.
But I still feel like crawling into a hole and never coming out again.
Which makes you all the braver for facing each day.
I don't feel brave.
Don't let him win, love. He broke your heart. Don't let him break anything else.
Dad.
We can repair this. The three of us, if we work together,
don't.
If you could just bring yourself to forgive Usha.
It's not your fault, this, and it's not down to you to try and fix it.
I have to try. I can't just stand back and
no.
do nothing. Please, please, she loves you so much,
oh,
Amy.
Dad, please. I can't stay and talk about this anymore.
Ugh. Amy, wait. Please. Amy, don't go.
Thanks, officer.
Roy, sir.
Ah, well.
Good news, eh?
That's one way of looking at it.
Well, you know what I mean. Them linking this to the trouble in Pennyhasset.
Yeah.
One of them said a farmer had a trailer wheel shot out with an air gun.
I heard him.
Did he? Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking to the other bloke. Well, we weren't much help about tyre tracks. We've got so many people driving on and off the farm.
I definitely want to follow up their idea of security cameras.
Yeah.
Oh, and I felt really embarrassed handing over that newspaper 4 days after you found it in the cab.
All right, don't go on about it, love. We've done the right thing now. That's all that counts.
Not very glamorous start to the evening, sorry.
I don't mind.
I did promise Mum I'd get the bedding done in the caravans before the weekend.
Well, we've got stacks of time before we need to get ready.
Help me shake this duvet out.
Give it here.
Thanks.
Are you sure Chrissy's cool with me coming to this DJ night?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, this looks so comfortable.
Oh.
Lucky students.
Get off it, you. You'll crease it.
I could fancy living in a caravan. So cosy.
Yeah, they are when the sun's shining through the window, like today. They're freezing in the winter. Ask Ed and Emma, they had to live in one.
Yeah.
Oh, I just wish I didn't have to go home.
Hate me.
Dad's trying really hard to bring me and Usha together.
Well, he cares about both of you.
Yeah, but I'm still so angry with her. We were so close. We talked about everything. She should have known. She should have told me.
Yeah.
She knows what keeping secrets can do, about the really important things.
I don't think she meant to keep it a secret. I think she just didn't know how to tell you.
But in that time, last year, she didn't feel like a stepmum anymore. She was a mum to me, Alice. How could she just keep quiet now? How? She could have saved me. She let me go away with Carl without saying a word. How can I trust her now?
Anything more for the dishwasher?
Not that I can see, though.
Right.
That was lovely.
Good. You've got a cup of tea here.
Oh, great. Just dry my hands.
Pip was practically nodding off at the table.
She'll need an early night if she's milking.
None of the kids mentioned the lights.
Well, they were only shot out last night, and you cleared up the evidence.
I hope I got all of it. Pip might notice if she comes back late.
Cross that bridge when we come to it. Oh, it's great to have the slurry tank up and running, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
No problems with the pump and the underground channels. It's all running like clockwork.
David?
Yeah, what?
I've just remembered. Alan said he had to shut a field gate for us.
Oh, that was kind of him.
It went clean out of my head earlier. He said he could see you at the far end doing the water troughs.
Oh. Well, I kind of closed it properly after I drove in.
Come on, it's in your genes to shut gates.
Well, these things happen.
What if it was... well, them again?
Nah.
Alan said two or three cows were out in the lane.
Really?
Well, they could have been hurt or caused an accident.
No one's going to do that deliberately. With me in the same field, are they? That's just ridiculous.
Well, that's true, I suppose.
I mean, it was shut before I went in. Honestly, love, you don't need to start inventing things to worry about.
I know.
Look, starting with a phone call last Friday, right? That was real, right, yeah?
And nasty.
Yeah, and the newspaper... yes, that was weird, but not directly threatening. And it could have been a coincidence.
Maybe.
And the yard lights, that was local vandalism.
Well, the jury's out on that one.
Oh, come on. It's just a weird coincidence, trust me. They'll find some spotty kid from Pennyhasset. I popped a pellet into Walter Gabriel's wheelbarrow with my first air rifle. He wasn't happy. And neither was I when he told Dad. We both need to get things in perspective, love.
Yeah.
You know, of course it's been upsetting, but we can't live our lives jumping at shadows.
No, I agree. And I feel much happier now the police know everything.
Yeah. And you were right to nag me.
I just want things back to normal.
Yeah, me too. Hey, have we got any of Mum's biscuits left?
Oh, I think there's a couple in the tin. I'll have a look.
Oh, just fancy one.
Yeah, you're in luck. Flapjack.
Great.
Oh, I'll get it. Brookfield Farm.
You're going to have to take more care.
I'm sorry?
Your security lights. Not secure anymore, are they?
Who is this?
It's getting darker, isn't it?
Hello?
Ruth?